The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome to this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world as always. Got my man Fred Wallen to discuss it. He's in Southern California, where my Milwaukee Brew Crew, the True Blue Brew Crew, broke down Clayton Kershaw. Something that not many can do. But we got it done. Probably have some thoughts and opinions about that. They'll be going at it again today. Brew Crew and the Los Angeles Dodgers. NFL football preseason in full throttle. Week number two almost completely in the books. A few more games today. The return of Tony Romo yesterday. What do you think of them apples? I don't know. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Talk about it over the next hour.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about. Baseball, like I said, with a lot of these races heating up, or a few races heating up, and some getting some distance. The Angels and Oakland in a battle. So the Dodgers with a 4.5-game lead. Brewers, 3-game lead. So a lot of things to talk about. He is Fred Wallen in Southern California, Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Once again, Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Experience the tranquil ambiance of Sanctuary Beach Resort in the heart of Monterey Bay. Sanctuary offers the luxurious amenities your mind and body desires, breathtaking ocean views and dramatic sunsets from cozy and warm private bungalows. Totally unwind with a soothing massage treatment and relax by the evening bonfire. For the ultimate escape to the Sanctuary Beach Resort, call 877-944-3863. The Sanctuary Beach Resort, where nature converges with comfort and style.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He is in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman's a Phoenix. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, Clayton Kershaw getting beat up by the Milwaukee Brewers. Not something you can say very often when you're talking about Clayton Kershaw. Was it just one of those things where, you know what, time was going to, sooner or later, someone's going to get at him? I mean, is that basically it in a nutshell or no?
Well, I don't think the word beat up is fair. He goes all the way. He gives up, I think, 5 hits, 2 home runs, and that was it. He made 2 mistakes. But, I mean, it's hardly beaten up. He pitched about as well as you can pitch, and you lose a game 3-2, and you'd won 11 in a row. So I don't think the word beaten up was correct. I think the word was he lost the game, and afterwards he took responsibility. He said he made more mistakes than the other team did, and the Brewers have won the first two in this series. And the Dodgers, of course, without Ryu now for – who knows how long, are going with pitchers that were not even on the roster just a few weeks ago. So it should be interesting in the National League West. The Giants certainly not playing well, but they do win on Saturday, coming back from a 5-1 deficit. And we'll see how it works out in the end. The Giants have one advantage over the Dodgers. They have a much better manager, obviously, than Don Mattingly. And Mattingly will make enough mistakes that he'll screw a few games up. And all things considered, the Brewers, I think, have been in first place more than any other team in baseball in 2014. You got to give them a lot of credit.
Yeah, I mean, look, we went through that one tough stretch before the All-Star break, and for the most part, they have righted the ship. They've weathered the storm, however you want to put it. They have figured out a way to have success, and you know what? Look, they're basically a mirror at home and on the road. It's basically the same team record-wise and everything. But the one thing that they've had this year, Fred, that they haven't had in recent years is pretty solid pitching. I know Garza's a little banged up right now, but at the end of the day, the pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers has been better than usual. Got the guy with the most saves out there. K-Rod, he's had a great comeback. I just think that there's a lot of positive happening with them, and this may be the formula. This may be the year where they get it done.
Well, they could. I'll take the Cardinals in that division, and I think Pittsburgh, too, if McCutchen comes back, might beat them out. But we'll see how it works. I mean, we've got, 40 games to go, almost 40 games to go, so we'll see how that all develops. You know, in baseball, since we are discussing baseball, interesting story. I think in Oakland, they're 7-9 since they made the deal. They were scoring 5 runs a game. Now they're scoring 3.75. So without Cespedes, they have dropped 25% of their scoring. And you give up your cleanup hitter, that's going to happen. Lester goes on Sunday, so we'll see how that works out. But I didn't like the deal when they made it. I don't think you give up an everyday player like Cespedes, unless there's no chance on earth of re-signing him after next season, because you can't give up your fourth your cleanup hitter for a pitcher that pitches every fifth day. And, you know, the argument about Koufax versus Kershaw and this and that, Koufax won every fourth day. It was a different game then. So, you know, you get 40 starts instead of 32 starts. It's a major, major difference. So, you know, they're talking about, and I love Clayton Kershaw as a pitcher and as a human being. In the off season, his wife and him, they go around the world giving to charities and going to Africa and the poor and the poverty stricken. So he's a wonderful human being. He's 26 years of age. But to give it to a pitcher over an everyday player is pretty tough. Now, this year in the National League, because McCutcheon's out, you know, he lost some brownie points, unless he comes back very, very quickly. So yeah. I'm not sure how else you can give it to. But the point is, a pitcher only goes 32. You know, if he goes every fifth day, remember, and Kershaw missed the first month, so he's going to end up with like 28 starts out of 162 games. Is that enough to give him the most valuable player? I don't know. But I'm just saying he's a great guy. And he lost on Saturday night 3-2. And, I mean, how many pitchers wouldn't take giving up five hits going all the way? He just happened to give up two home runs, and the Brewers did win. But what about your thoughts about a pitcher winning most valuable player?
I find it hard. I find it really hard. Again, I mean, I'm going to point out the obvious, and I think you've already said it as well. They pitch once every five games, you know, so they're an everyday player, but they're not an everyday player, if that makes sense. That's the way it works. They play every five games, and does that warrant a guy being an MVP? I don't think so. I think you got to give it to a guy who's out there playing 162 games and busting his butt and putting his body on the line day in and day out. I think it's very difficult to give it to a pitcher. Has it been done? Yeah, I mean, it's sure. But at the end of the day, I don't necessarily think that that's the way it should go. I think it should go to a guy that plays a position every day, each day in and out. So they can be dominant. That's what they have the Cy Young for, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless there's nobody – of the everyday kind that you can possibly give it to. And the funny thing is, this year there may not be anybody that you can actually give it to.
Sure.
Because of the injuries and guys that are having good years with bad teams, are they most valuable? I don't know. I think you got to give bonus points to guys on teams that win. So McCutcheon, if he's healthy, is certainly in the running, but a lot of other guys are not. I mean, if you take a look at Milwaukee, I mean, it's a shared situation. There's nobody on the Brewers that you can give most valuable player to. LaCroix's having a fantastic year,
yeah.
But still not most valuable player. Braun is okay, and he's not going to get it because of even if he's had 40 home runs because of his past problems. But I'm just saying, who else at this point can you give it to? I'm not sure there's really anybody else. So this year could be an exception with Kershaw getting it if he, you know, goes down the stretch and wins seven or eight more in a row. But it just, if a pitcher gets it, it has to be a weird season. And maybe
sure.
2014 is that weird season.
Well, and speaking of weird, I mean, it's just something that we haven't seen for a long, long time. And that's the Atlanta Braves not in first place. Six games back of Washington now. Really starting to separate themselves, playing great baseball, 8-2 in the last 10 games, winners of five straight. I've said I just feel like it's just been a matter of time and that this was going to happen sooner or later. People are saying no, but ultimately your thoughts about the Nationals being atop that division and looking pretty strong, like they're going to take it.
Well, I think they will take it because I think their pitching is the best in that division. I think the Braves, shockingly, I mean, the last couple of days have been playing better, but the point is they're not really hitting. And if you take a look at that lineup, they should be hitting a whole lot better all season long. They just have not. And that's been the problems with the Atlanta Braves. And I would say the Nats will take it. They're winning again, the ninth inning on Saturday. They're winning weird ways now. So Strasburg looks like he's getting back to normal. He certainly was not normal for most of this season. He's not Strasburg that we expected, but they've got enough pitching beyond that. Gonzalez certainly and Zimmerman. So, I mean, I think the Nats will win that division. I think the Braves playing better now, and they'll battle for a wild card down the stretch. But the Braves have put themselves in a very bad situation and not hitting the baseball all season long.
Yeah, real quickly, Kansas City in a position that we haven't seen them in a long, long time. Angels in Oakland duking that thing out there. All of a sudden, we've got themselves in a real race, too. Winners of four straight. They've evened things up. Oakland and the Angels in a tussle. And Kansas City on top of that division. In about 15, 20 seconds before we get to break, Fred, what are your thoughts on those two?
It's been 29 years and since the Royals have made the playoffs. I think it's about time.
Yeah. I mean, look, something's got to happen sooner or later, right? They make these deals in Detroit. You bring Price in. Verlander has issues. I mean, all of a sudden, what used to be so great may not be so great there in Detroit. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, Jeff Rich is going to join us. I think we're going to talk a little college football. I mean, this is the playoff year. It's implemented. A little trouble in Notre Dame. So some things to talk about in college football. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorf Man. On the other side, Jeff Rich. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A little college football for you, a little Nebraska theme song. None of which of us are Nebraska fans, by the way. Picking a pretty neutral spot there, by the way. somewhere in the middle of America. Not going to offend anybody with this one, are they, Fred?
Guess not. I was hoping for the Notre Dame theme song so we could talk about Coach Brian Kelly and his miraculous ways of keeping his job and recruiting kids who get in trouble.
Well, you know what? We're lucky enough. We do have Jeff Rich from the College Football Roundtable, which he has a website. Jeff, tell people how they can check you out first and foremost, but thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, first of all, thanks for having me back on. Second, Twitter is at JRichRadio, and the website is College Football Roundtable. That's cfbroundtable.com. We have writers from all over the country, various conferences, just weighing in with their opinions. We don't give you recaps. We don't break the news. We comment on the breaking news and give you a little bit of a different perspective. So go ahead and check that out at cfbroundtable.com.
All right, let's get right into it. Fred brought it up. I mentioned it in the open as well about college football with the playoff. But Notre Dame finding themselves in a little bit of trouble before the season starts. And Fred mentioned something interesting there. You know, look, this Kelly guy has had his issues before in the past. Now, you know, something else happens to a program in which he's involved with. How does Notre Dame deal with this, Jeff?
I think that they've done a decent job so far. I think that I'd like to separate Kid Kelly from this issue because, you know, I'd exonerate the football program for the most part. I think that it was coincidental that some of their players got caught up in this academic fraud scandal. Some of the players that were dismissed from the football team are not denying it, but Brian Kelly's had a rough go. You had the death of the videographer, just all kinds of off the field stuff. You had the Lene stuff with Manti Te'o, but you've also had a pretty good football team considering where they were with Charlie Weiss and Ty Willingham before him, and even going back to Bob Davie. I mean, there's been a big gap in the success of Notre Dame football, where the hype is far from equivalent to the success. I think that this academic thing, I think that they self-reported everything, that they got out in front of it, that they didn't get hammered by the NCAA, and they probably won't, considering that they vacated they vacated the 2012 and the 2013 seasons, the 2012 season, of course, being the undefeated regular season and the forgettable national championship game against Alabama.
Yeah, look, I mean, I hear a lot of what you're saying, but you know, back in the day when Joe Paterno turned his eye on things that were happening, all kinds of chaos happened. And again, I'm not saying that these are anywhere comparable, but when you dismiss somebody from having the kind of power that Kelly's supposed to have, I mean, look, he's the coach, he runs that program. I think that he does need to take a little bit of responsibility. And again, he has taken responsibility, but at the same time, this is a guy that has had issues in the past, and I don't necessarily think it should be taken lightly. Fred, your thoughts?
I think he should have been fired when the youngster fell off the roof. He doesn't like practicing indoors. Tough bananas, 50-mile-an-hour winds, so the guy's on the roof making tapes of them playing outdoors. It's like a dad telling a kid to go up there in 50-mile-an-hour, hey, fix our roof on that particular day. I think that should have been on Kelly. I think there should have been legal action against him, and assuredly Notre Dame should have fired him. So you're asking me about Brian Kelly. You're asking me about somebody who shouldn't have a job in the first place, in my opinion. And there are too many of these kids that he's recruited. It's got to go on him. Have had academic problems. But they didn't do anything when a kid died, so they're not going to do anything here. And as Jeff said, I mean, you know, they're winning more often than they won under previous coaching staff. That's all that matters, obviously, in South Bend, Indiana. But that's not the way it should be. It's a religious school, I think it should be held to even a higher standard. And I don't think there's any standards at all if you keep Brian Kelly in as coach. And of course, they will. They didn't fire him when. Basically, he was involved with a kid dying, and I'm not saying he was a murderer, but I am saying a dad is responsible if he sends a kid up there on the roof in 50-mile-an-hour wind. Basically, a coach is like a dad in this kind of a circumstance. And the youngster died by falling off in 50-mile-hour winds. And they should have been practicing indoors, as any other coach would do. But if you got a big ego, you can get your way. And if you win, you can get your way. And Brian Kelly has gotten his way since he's been in South Bend, Indiana.
Well, and I was going to say, you know, to kind of put a cap on this, and then we'll move on and talk about the playoff that's going to happen here in 2014-15 season here. The bottom line is, look, there's too big of a deal on winning. And like you said, Brian Kelly has done a good job of winning, and for some reason that's taking precedence over how you go about handling young men to develop them and their futures of how they go into this world. I think that that's what's really getting lost here, is that this is you play a really big role in how these kids develop as young men in the rest of their lives. They're 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, and you can make a very, very big impression upon them. So I think that that's what's getting lost in all of this. And the bottom line is trouble seems to follow this guy, or it seems to keep surfacing where this guy is. And for whatever reason or not, he does seem to wind up getting by. And winning, I think, has a lot to do with that. Jeff, I'm going to give you the final word, and then let's get into the playoff issue this year. With we'll see if Fred thinks that that's going to make it better, or if he thinks that we're going to have more issues as well with the playoffs. But go ahead. We'll give you the final word on the Brian Kelly situation in Notre Dame.
Well, I think Fred said it well. You know, Brian Kelly's going to keep his job through all this, because he gets his job after the death of Declan Sullivan, which was an extreme tragedy. You know, act of God to a certain extent, but like Fred said, he shouldn't be up there. He'll keep his job going forward. And, you know, the only thing that's going to get Brian Kelly out of South Bend is either an NFL job or a few bad seasons in the win-loss column for Notre Dame.
Absolutely. Okay, so thinking about the playoff this year, is it better for college football at the end of the day, Fred, or are we going to have some of the same issues?
I think we're going to have some of the same issues. I think if you look at it, the fifth team is going to be very, very disappointed. We are going to have some of the same issues. But, you know, you get the tournament that people have been screaming about for a long period of time. If you had gone to eight, they'd have said, what about the ninth team? If you go to 16, they would have said, what about the 17th school?
You know, so, you know, if they do that, though, you know, I mean, we're talking about number 9, we're talking about number 17. And, you know, there's a little less of an argument for number 17 than there has been for number 3, especially undefeated number 3s, from some of the lesser known, you know, we call them mid-majors.
Well, I guess my question, Fred and Jeff, if we get them back here, we may have just lost them. But my question is after a while, you know, when you do this, you start a playoff system, you know, it's 4, then it's 6, then it's 8, then it's 12. Then it becomes like March Madness for the NCAA basketball tournament. So how do they make this different, unique, and special all at the same time?
Well, I think it does expand. Just like, you know, Division II's got more teams in it, it's possible. You know, they're saying, well, kids are going to lose too much schoolwork. Yeah, like they care about that a whole lot. You know, you're getting games on TV now 7 days a week, so they really care about kids going to actually class. I'm talking about the NCAA period. So I think it will expand. And again, the BCS did its job for a period of time. There was some screaming, but I mean, you got a national title. I think you're going to have the Pac-12 and the SEC competing this year. If Oregon's for real, if UCLA's for real, we'll see. Stanford, and of course the SEC. Of course, the difference between the Pac-12 and the SEC this year is that Pac-12 has most of its top quarterbacks back, and the SEC does not. But still, the SEC recruits better than anybody else, and you know, they've got the coaches. So should be an interesting season in 2014.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, I know you're back with us. Give us some of your front runners for who you think will be in the playoff, and then maybe give us a shot in the dark on somebody.
Well, you know, Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, you know, Florida State obviously coming back to defend their title. They lost a lot of talent to the NFL. You know, I like UCLA coming out of the Pac-12. I think that they're going to run through the Pac-12 South. I think they're a better team than Oregon. I think that Brett Hundley is probably the best player in the country. You know, I know that Mariota's going back to Oregon, and you got Winston back at Florida State. But I like Hundley for the Heisman. I like Jim Mora to get it done for the Bruins, and I definitely see them in the 14th playoff, even if they can't win it all. But I definitely see them as our Pac-12 champion this year.
Very good. Speaking of which, Fred, can you believe what we're listening to right here?
They got a shot. I mean, you know, it depends on Mora. I mean, they certainly have the talent. Oregon's got the talent. We'll see how that works out.
No, but I was meaning UCLA. I think this is the UCLA theme song right here. Oh, yes or no?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they've got a shot. Thank you, Scott, for playing.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, as always, man, really appreciate you taking your time out with us here on the program. Tell people how they can check you out real quickly one more time.
Again, it's at JRichRadio on Twitter. The website is cfbroundtable.com. Check that. There's 8 to 10 articles daily, opinions from all over the country on your college football team.
Sounds great. Jeff Rich joining us. It is Dorf on Sports. Fred and I will be back talking more sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond Powder Spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, a lot of things to talk about here in the next 20 minutes or so, or 14 minutes, whatever it is, before we get out of here. USA basketball last night showcasing themselves against Brazil. Derrick Rose back on the floor, looking pretty explosive, to be honest with you. I was actually very glad to see him out there performing at a pretty high level. Did you happen to catch any of the USA basketball last night?
Did not, but read about it. You know, I'm not as big Derrick Rose fan as most people happen to be. I think he's really a good stat guy when he's healthy. I'm not sure he's a team-oriented guy all the way. I think he's more into how many points I can get, how many rebounds I can get, and how many assists. But I don't know. He obviously going to make a difference with the Bulls, but I don't think – I mean, it's LeBron and then everybody else. It's LeBron, Durant, and then everybody else. And that's what I'm basically saying. I think Derrick Rose is a very physically gifted basketball player. He was at Memphis, and he has been in the NBA. But is he a winning basketball player? I don't know that. I you know, certain things get in your head, and you watch enough games. I think, again, he's a very physically talented athlete, and you wish the best for him. He's had 2 years of misery with the injuries. But is he a winner as far as that is concerned? I guess that's the question.
Well, again, I think that you got to give him some more time since he has had the injuries. We've discussed this in the past, and look, Derrick Rose is a phenomenal talent. We all can agree on that. Winning and losing is how you're judged at the end of the day. Titles is how you're judged. So has he done that yet? No. Does he still have time to do it? Absolutely. Do the Bulls have a good shot this year? Probably, to be honest with you. You know, the East is worse when you really think about it. Yeah, Cleveland's better. LeBron makes them an instant contender. Miami gets a little bit worse, obviously. But realistically, Chicago has a great shot. And the health of Derrick Rose is significant for the Chicago Bulls and them having success this season. So I was just happy to see the guy bouncing around and, you know, not looking tentative, I guess you could say, and had some pretty good explosion too. I mean, at the end of the shot clock, at the end of the quarter, with like 4 seconds or so left, he was able to sprint down the floor and make a running layup. You know, just certain little things that you see out of a guy that show you that he's coming back from an injury, you know, and being able to do some of those things that he used to be able to do. So just happy to see him out there playing. And, you know, look, USA basketball needs all the help they can get, to be honest with you. So he's got to be out there and playing well for the team. Let's keep it rolling here. What do you make of Sean Marion joining the Cleveland Cavaliers, Fred? Big deal, not a big deal. Defender, I mean, you know, guy can play defense. So Sean Marion, a good addition for the Cavaliers?
I think that also shows you the difference between, let's say, Kobe and LeBron, in that guys are willing to take less money to play with LeBron, and guys, even if you pay them more money, really don't want to play with Kobe. I think that's the difference. LeBron is the kind of guy that brings guys to the table, and because they want to win, and they want to get that crown. And Sean Marion's not the player he was 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Was he 35, 36 years of age? But
yeah,
he's, as you said, he plays defense. He plays hard all the time. He did at UNLV, and there's no reason he won't for the Cavs. And I think you got to give LeBron credit, because if you're LeBron James, you draw the best. You draw guys who are willing to pay for them, play for the minimum that they can make. A lot of money, but I mean, it's not what they could have made elsewhere. So I think this is on LeBron, and that's fantastic that guys want to play on his club. And Cleveland, certainly right from the start now, you know, with the Love deal coming through, I guess, on the 23rd, probably, you know, they'd be favored to win the East, although the Bulls, again, have a lot more talent now with Gasol and everybody. But I think you can't bet against LeBron when it really matters.
You mentioned Kevin Durant. What do you make of him? Are you surprised that he decided to leave the team last week because of physical and mental fatigue?
No. I think, you know, to some people, it's more important than other people. I mean, you know, to some people, this is you know, very important. And for other people, it's just, you know, nothing or not much. And no, I don't put him down for that. Or I didn't think twice about it. He doesn't want to play. He doesn't have to play. I don't think there's any question about that. I think there's a, you know, and also, you know, when you see what happened to Paul George, you don't want to gamble. I mean, you don't want to play any extra games. And if you're playing, you know, in the tournament, then you're playing for real. You just don't want to gamble of getting injured. And then maybe that was part of it. I'm sure that was part of it. He just doesn't want to take a shot of getting hurt. I mean, he's got a lot. Remember now, you know, he's after, not this year, but after next year, he's a free agent. So he's got to stay healthy to make the big bucks. And I think he's looking in that direction.
Look, I can respect all of that, but isn't it the ultimate honor to play for your country at the end of the day? And wouldn't most of those other guys that are playing for different countries probably rather play for their country than play in the NBA?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, it's something. You know, I mean, are you saying that from a patriotic point of view, this is the most important thing in your life or your athletic life?
I think when you're given an opportunity, whether it's to go serve your country, you know, something like that, let's say you decide to go and serve your country. Well, then obviously that's pretty noble. But you know what? There's not a lot of basketball players that get this opportunity, Fred, to be honest with you. And maybe some other guys might look at that as a slap in the face, saying, look, Kevin Durant can just turn this down when I'm not even getting the opportunity.
I just think it should be his option, his choice. You know, and your point well taken, that other players might get upset that he turned it down. Well, then, you know, fine and dandy. That's their opinion, and they're entitled to their opinion, and he's entitled to his opinion. To him, obviously, it's not life and death. It's not the most important thing. And I honestly, when it happened, I didn't even think twice about it. I didn't, I don't listen to local talk shows, so I don't know if anybody mentioned it or made a big deal out of it. But if I were doing a local show, I wouldn't have even mentioned. I mean, I'd say he quit, and at the end of that, I wouldn't take a political opinion one way or the other. I just think these guys have a right to do what they want to do. And after the Paul George thing, there are probably in the heads of some other players, am I sure I want to do this? Because there's always a gamble of playing that one extra game and turning, you know, doing something horrible to your leg or to your knee.
Sure.
And, you know, you can blow a career very easily.
Fred, let's switch into some NFL action here, because there's some things we can talk about there with the return of Tony Romo last night, coming back from a back surgery. Did you happen to catch any NFL preseason football?
Just a little bit. You know, I mean, I've watched I'll tell you what game I did watch on Friday night. I watched the Chargers against Seattle. And Pete Carroll likes to win at anything. And, you know, he's out there as if this were a real game. Russell Wilson runs a couple touchdowns in. I mean, he played about as well as you can play in the first half. And it was all, not that it matters unless you bet on it, but, I mean, it was all Seattle versus the Chargers. And I'll tell you something interesting, Annie. You know, they were doing commercials here in Los Angeles on the Charger Network. The least expensive ticket to a San Diego Charger game is $47.
Wow.
So let's figure that out for a second. Okay, so family of four, that's four times 47 is $188. Parking's 20 or 30. Food and whatever. So you're going to pay $300 to $400 to go to a National Football League game. If the average person in this country makes $700 or $800 a week and he brings home $500 or $600 a week, how often can you bring your kids and your wife or, you know, your family to an NFL game? It's just too bad. And, you know, the argument, hey, Los Angeles has to have a team, this and that. How many people in Los Angeles can afford to go to a lot of games? I mean, it's become a social thing for the rich, and the average person simply cannot go. And, you know, when I was a little kid and in the 60s, my dad would take me, and tickets were like $3 or $5 for a Ram game. And now they're $47 for a Charger game, and they're higher elsewhere. So, I mean, it's not as if the Chargers are the highest. The Chargers are probably near the lowest. So, you know, elsewhere, there might be the cheapest seat might be $65 or $75. Andy, I'm sorry, but it's to a point now where the average person in our sports realm is watching it on TV because they cannot afford to go.
Well, I was going to say, you're better off watching it on TV. Yeah. You get more games, number one. You get the best seat in the house. You get to, you know, flip the channel here and there. You walk around during commercial breaks. You go get a drink or blah, 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 whatever, you know. So I think, you know, it's one of those things where it's the most watched sport for sure on television. That college football, I mean, and the truth is they put it out there so much, Fred, that it's so easy to access it, and you don't have to go to games. You don't even have to go to NBA games. You know, there's so much sports on TV these days that you really do not have to go to a game. You can watch a lot of action on TV, and you get to see things from all over the country. So, you know, at the end of the day, sports and everything are great, but I think the viewing, at least for me, look, I can go to most games if I want to, but I choose not to and watch more of them on the television. So I think that's the way a lot of people are.
No, I agree. I mean, what do you think the reason is that DirecTV's got its 20 million people? It's because of the NFL season ticket, and for 20 years they've had exclusivity on that, and now they've added a fantasy channel, too, as far as that is concerned. So now they've got that and a fantasy channel going side by side. So it's your point very well taken. Of course, here in Southern California, we still do not get the Dodger games unless you're Time Warner Cable. The other 72% of us are blacked out. So we didn't get to watch much of the Brewer game on Saturday night.
Well, speaking of baseball, I don't know if you've been watching any of this Little League World Series stuff. Crazy, bizarre play yesterday in a game. But truly, if you want to watch a sport in one of the purest, rawest forms, where these guys are purely just enjoying the game, and also there's some heartbreak going on there too, but have you caught any of the Little League World Series, Fred?
No, but when I was a kid, we actually won. When I was a 12-year-old, we won four games, and it was like heart-rendering. It's 50 years ago, almost 50 years ago. But what I'm saying is it's something a kid, a 12-year-old kid, will never forget the rest of his life. I still remember it to this very day.
Yeah, no, it's an experience of a lifetime. Some of the, you know, some greats have played at the Little League World Series. So this is definitely a stepping stone for you to get to where you want to be. And you know what? These kids are on TV for a reason. They're pretty good. And, you know, they the other day, I don't know, I was watching this kid. He hit three home runs, had four hits for the game, three home runs and a triple. Just an unbelievable game from a youngster. I don't know. I just love watching this, man. Fred, anyways, I know you're going to get the heck out of here, so I appreciate you taking time out with me today, as you always do, and we'll catch up with you next week. Okay, buddy?
See you next Sunday, Andy. Thank you very much.
No worries. So keep it close. I got one final segment left. Some thoughts, some opinions about what's going on in the sports world. But again, I appreciate Fred Wallen taking his time out with me, as he does each and every week, and Jeff Rich as well this hour too. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. One final segment right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. First and foremost, got to thank everybody involved on the program. That goes without saying. Jeff Rich joining me, hour number one, along with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Make sure you check that website out. If you're going to any game, pretty much anything, music, entertainment, they got you covered in one way or another. It's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. Again, we talk to them each and every week. If you're buying a ticket, no better place to do it than there. Truly the website with a heart, where every one of your purchases does make a difference. And then I want to thank John Poulter, my professor of sports, joining me as he does each and every week. And then Fred Wallen helping me out with hour number 2. And then Jeff again for coming back on in hour number 2. So a full program as always here on the show. A couple final thoughts before I get out of here today about what's going on in the sports world. Look, NFL football is here. Week number 2, preseason. I've been watching a lot of stuff. And it's good to see these guys back on the field, because I know when September comes around, I can't wait for Sunday, man. I absolutely cannot wait for Sunday. I love getting up, getting excited to watch football all day long. It's my day, man. It's my day to just do what I want to do, sit around, watch guys throw themselves, their bodies on their line, and give it their all. That's what Sunday's all about for me, to be honest with you. Once September comes around, I love watching NFL football. So you know what's going to be on my mind the next 6 months. We're going to be talking tons of NFL football. And I know people have their teams, and they want to talk about them. Well, we do too. That's what we do here, man. This is a program that's really all about you. Anyways, for everybody involved, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So have a great Sunday. We'll talk at you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm out of here.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.